Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Zipping along.
And we're in the last section, but we're talking with Christina Liu on the Christina Liu Show. And the question I want to commence this segment with is, you know, you talk about different things, and Otto talked before about you have to want to do it. And I'm agreeing with that 100%. But how do you feel as a person, and you're a very beneficial, you are a benefit to many people who know you, Christina. How do you help keep those people around you sane? You know, I know you're in a two-family house, so you had your parents upstairs, and you have friends, you have plenty of friends, and you had your brother. Some ideas on how, because we're going to be here for a while longer. Yes, as Laura Curran said, you know, we're in phase four, but there is no phase five, but not everything's opened. And we're not going to dances, and we're not going to concerts, and we're not going to baseball games. Where is sanity in your little backyard, so to speak? And I don't mean yours is a little backyard.
No, I mean, you know what I was thinking too, and Otto was talking in the previous segment. You know, a little thing too goes a long way, you know, and you don't even realize. And that's something I've realized even more during this time is, you know, a little gesture or thought to someone, whether you send them a card or a text, you know, or a little gift, whatever it might be, you know, whatever extreme you want to go to, it really, people so appreciate it, you know, and you don't even realize sometimes, you know, I take it for granted, you know, I'll do little things. And then the impact it really can have on someone is so much greater than just putting yourself out there and doing a little thing for someone that they're being thought about. And I think that that's something that you really need to take with you and think about. You know, we're not talking about, listen, we're not saying you need to throw some grandiose, you know, at home, you know, quarantine party by any means, but like just a little tiny thing that you can do for someone. And that's what I've actually seen is so lovely during this time is, you know, people were dropping off on doorsteps, little gifts in the neighborhood, I would see. And it's just, it's little things that I think you need to do. And like I said, you have to also realize what's important to you, you know? So if it is important to you to maintain that relationship with someone, putting out the effort, you know, and receiving it is really what gets you through it, you know, frankly, because like I said, it's going to be hard sometimes.
I just need to say one thing. And I didn't send that question out to you with any predetermined answer, but Christina says do little things. I have, and Christina knows this, I have many little things in my office and in my home, in my den. It's kind of, I have two dens, one is kind of mine, that Christina has sent me over the years. A little angel, a little smile face that I'm thinking of you today. Simple little things, and I'm not, again, when I'm saying simple, heartfelt, wonderful, wonderful things. Simple was the wrong word. Very impacting event. All of a sudden, very recently, I got a journal. It was delivered by Amazon. I was like, oh my God, you know, I journal, and she knew it. And she sent it to me when I wasn't having such a good period of time. And a little angel, I have one in my bag right now at work. There's certain things I carry with me. There's certain things I have at home. There's certain things, and they're all coming from you. And it's interesting because you're saying that, and it's so true that I don't do the same thing to other people in my mind that you're doing for me sometimes that I so truly appreciate, as opposed to learning from you. And I'm going to have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, it's like, because, you know, like I said, it's just, it doesn't take a lot. And you know what it is too, when I love someone, I love very deeply. And so that's just who I am. I get it from my mother. You know, I was born with like this need to, you know, when someone else you care about is hurting, you're hurting, you know? So doing these little things, you know, what I started doing, you know, I couldn't go to stores in the beginning. We had all these holidays, you know, Easter, whatever, you know, fell in between. So I said, what can I do, you know, to be creative and not, I can't go buy cards in the store because I'm trying not to go to a store. So I started to make cards. You know, I had, listen, I also happened to have a lot of these things lying around the house. So it worked out. It didn't make it too hard to take on this task. But, you know, it was something like that. And, you know, the responses I was getting from my friends, you know, that it was just so nice. I mean, I'm old school too. I think it's so lovely to get something in the mail that's not a bill. You know, when you see a card, it brightens your day. I know how I feel when I get that, you know, so to do that for someone else. And it's just such a little gesture, you know, and even if you just wrote a little note to someone, you know, it's, and it's also a personal kind of touch, you know, more so necessarily than even shooting someone a text. It's just a nice thing. And like, it's just a little thing, you know, I'm the queen of, listen, you look around my house, there's probably 10,000 plaques that say it's all about like the little things. but I truly believe that.
You touched on something that people who, we keep talking technology, but the facts are not everybody has that ability or the equipment to do it, but they still have pencil and paper, and mail still gets delivered. And people who are home and isolated might think about sending letters to people, and people who are not technologically up to speed, maybe people might send them a letter like you're just talking about. You can't communicate by mail, which is how most people did up until not that long
ago. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and you could just literally, you know, you put the letter in your, I mean, that's what I was doing. I wasn't even going to, you know, an outside mailbox. I was just putting it in my mailbox. The postman, you know, sent it on, and it was literally, so that all could be done in just your house, you know, and it's, you know, whether you want to insert a little picture, you know, we were talking about going through things that you have. I mean, that's what we were doing. And I'm like the keeper of all, you know, of photos of my friends over the years. You know, look, I've had the same group of friends for a very long time now. So there's such history, you know, among, so that was a lot of what we were doing, was going back and sharing, you know, old pictures or old memories. So it's something as simple as just that, you know. I'm sure we all have pictures lying around the house that you might want to actually get rid of. So you're making it someone else's problem.
Well, John mentioned the log, and even if you do not have a computer, you can hand write a log and some history, like we talked about the reminiscing group. You can actually write a little bit of a history about yourself, your feelings, whatever's going on, and you know, just for yourself, if not for no other reason, and then ultimately maybe somebody will read it someday and really enjoy it.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the little things I remember back, my mother lived with us for about 11 years, and in the end she was in a wheelchair, and my mother was a very, very active person, but you know, stuff happens and she ends up in a wheelchair. But what she used to like to do is, we had a window that you could open up, and where we live, I'm right across the street from the school, and there's people around. So she would like to sit there and just look out the window and people watch and bird watch, and, you know, as opposed to just being isolated in a dark room somewhere. Just as a thought. And when the weather's not 98 degrees, it's not a bad idea to just step outside for a little while either and sit outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there are things you have to try to do to get away from just looking at four walls, which people might be in that position. You know, they're every day, same house, can't go out, same room, talking to nobody. I can only imagine how difficult that would be. It's not easy. But there are things that you can try to do to make it a little better.
No, you're so right, Otto. And that's, you know, and you mentioned it earlier too, and I think it's so important. You know, obviously it's, you know, as you said, it's, you know, two sides of the coin. You have to, you know, people have to have that will, because we all know people who forever, their whole lives probably were that woe is me kind of person. So it's very hard to get that. But on the flip side, I think it's also their responsibility to be the person to reach out to people, especially those who, you know, are having a harder time or who might be a little more isolated, you know, during this time. So it's, I think it's something, and just as a neighbor, as a human being, it's important to do for other people. So.
But that's an interesting thing. You mentioned the word neighbor, and the world is so different now as far as neighbors go. I will admit that on my own block, I really only know the people on both sides. We've had movement change. People come in. You know, it's not like it used to be, like there'd be a welcome wagon or whatever, and people would get together and chit chat. So the neighbor part of it is a little more difficult, just because that's the way it is. And the reality of life also is that there's a lot of different cultures that move together now, and most people don't understand each other's culture yet, because it's like first generations again with different groups, and it makes it a little more removed as far as neighbors go. And that's not easy to break down because people are busy running around. And most of the time you may see a neighbor once in a year, you don't even know who they are. So to count on the neighbor part of it only is not the way to fly anymore.
No, you're right. It's, you know, but what I do, it's even as something, because even during this time, everyone was so scared of, you know, coming into contact with people. You know, I would go on these walks with my brother, and he had a dog in November who, you know, was a great little addition to this because he's a little corgi and he's kind of like a ray of sunshine. And I'm so not an animal person, but this dog is so lovable. And you know, the fact is, it's something as simple as we were saying, you know, we would go on these walks, we would try and get exciting and change our route, you know, and see. But there would be neighbor, you know, different people in the community sitting outside, and a lot of them were seniors, and they would be so excited and say, "Oh, I look forward to seeing you guys walk by," you know, and because, you know, he walks by a little dog and, you know, we say hello. And I found myself even more so than normal wanting to say hello to people, as even if it's just a brief thing, you know, like I said, something so simple like that, you know, and to hear these little things, "Oh, we love seeing, you know, him walk by, it makes our day," you know, so well, it's a little thing.
What's interesting about that is that I walk also, as you know, and there are some people who are warm to that, and there are others where they don't even want to make eye contact.
Well, what's the worst that happens? They don't wave back. Listen, there's been plenty of times I've like just, you know, you just do a quick wave, and people don't want to receive it. You tried to give it, so.
Yeah, I mean,
it's Giotto coming, and they run in the house. Oh, come on, it's Giotto.
But like I said, you can only give it a shot, right? You can't win them all. But like I said, it's a simple gesture. It's not good.
At least, bottom line, at least we try to win them all. That's all right. We can do. Okay? You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here, specifically the Christina Lu Show on 88.5 FM.